This is an SBS radio podcast. Settlement Guide. Information, issues and stories about living in Australia.
Australia has just experienced its hottest November on record. While Niña is expected to bring a wetter summer season, the Bureau of Meteorology also predicts that heat waves will last over a prolonged period. Experts warn to take extra precaution indoors and outdoors to prevent sun and heat-related health problems. Australia may have passed its hottest summer on record, but the Bureau of Meteorology's Head of Operational Climate Services, Dr. Andrew Watkins, expects that despite the cooler La Niña weather event, we will still experience heat waves over this summer. Dr. Watkins says this summer will not be as scorching as 2019, which was Australia's hottest and driest year on record.
They might not reach the extremes that they have in the past couple of years, and particularly last year, but they could be longer and they could be more humid. And that can actually have a large impact upon human health.
Nick Banks, State Emergency Services Manager of Red Cross in South Australia, says people need to be extra cautious over the searing summer days, as scientific studies have shown that heat waves can be lethal.
Most people don't know that more people have died in Australia as a result of heat waves than because of other disasters like floods, bushfires or cyclones. And while everyone is affected by the heat, there's particular people that are more at risk. Those groups include older people, pregnant women, children, those with a disability or pre-existing health conditions, and those on medications.
Banks encourages people to keep an eye on those who are more at risk or even lending their support to help others prepare for the hotter summer days.
So it might be as simple as putting up some sort of shade, whether it's shade cloth or an old sheet or some other sort of barrier to protect their house from the sun, to try and keep the temperature cooler inside the house. Giving them a phone call or a message to check in with them on extremely hot days and make sure that they are, most importantly, drinking enough water.
And water is certainly the preferred beverage to prevent dehydration.
Even if you don't feel thirsty, to drink water, not alcohol, tea or coffee or sugary drinks, but water because it's the best for ensuring that people stay hydrated.
Melbourne's Royal Children's Hospital's Director of Trauma Service, Dr. Warwick Teague, says heatstroke should not be taken lightly, as organs in the body can start to suffer and lead to a medical emergency.
Their heart would be racing, so their pulse would be racing, and perhaps they would be breathing in a shallow way, and they'd be showing signs that their brain is also struggling. That might be trouble speaking or slurring of their speech. They might be having problems coordinating their movements or just behaving in an unusual fashion, sometimes even aggressive. They might be confused, and in very severe cases, they might show signs of shaking due to seizures or even loss of consciousness.
Dr. Teague says if you notice someone showing signs of heat stress, there are things you can do before the ambulance arrives.
Bringing them into a cool and shady environment, if that's possible, and in most circumstances it will be at least partly possible. Offering them sips of cool fluid, but not really cold fluid. Perhaps removing or wetting or sponging any excess clothing and just trying to dampen and fan them to encourage them to cool down.
Even if the temperature feels harmless, Cancer Council Queensland's CEO Chris McMillan says people should still follow SunSmart measures to prevent sunburn.
One of the traps that everyone falls into is that there isn't the correlation between UV exposure and temperature, as in heat. So we know that UV exposure, when the UV is up over, the ultraviolet radiation is up over level 3, results in damaging to your skin. And realistically, you know, that causes sunburn, and year-on-year damage could possibly lead to skin cancers.
Australia is the skin cancer capital of the world, where more than 11,500 Australians are diagnosed with a melanoma each year. Research shows that lifelong exposure to high levels of ultraviolet radiation causes skin cancer in at least 2 in 3 Australians before they turn 70, irrespective of skin type. McMillan says people need to follow the 5 sun-smart steps of slip, slop, slap, seek and slide that Australians have learnt to practice all their lives.
Putting on a jacket or a long-sleeve shirt, something that's actually going to cover your skin. Put on the sunscreen 20 minutes before and adequately covering it. Putting on sunglasses because people often forget that the sun also damages the eyes, and staying in the shade wherever possible.
Victorian Emergency Department's figures show that half of the people that present to hospital emergencies for sunburn during the 2018-19 summer season were children. That's also what Dr. Teague found in his experience of treating patients with sunburn.
They're at increased risk because their bodies are smaller, but yet they lose and gain heat really easily because of the way that they're exposed often. Their skin is thinner, so they're more susceptible to sunburn and to deep sunburn, and they're less likely to regulate their own activities or their own fluid intake without the encouragement or insistence of the adult carers around them. For this reason, we see during a summer period a really unhappy amount of children who have been so impacted by sunburn that they would need to come to a hospital.
Dr. Teague says apart from applying a generous amount of sunscreen 20 minutes before sun exposure, people should also reapply it frequently to stay protected from the strong UV radiation.
And we can be sunburned in as little as 15 minutes, which tells us that we have to really prepare and be on the lookout for sunburn. And we need to do that every 2 hours, and sometimes even more often if we've been doing a lot of activity or going in the water.
For more information on SunSmart ideas, visit the Cancer Council website. You can download free UV index apps from BOM or SunSmart websites. Call 000 immediately if you or someone is in a life-threatening situation. The feature on heat waves and skin damage in the Australian summer was prepared by Amy Chen Yu Wong. And for SBS, I'm Margarita Vasileva.
This was an SBS radio podcast. For more settlement guide stories, visit sbs.com.au/radio.